Hello again! Andy Goddard here, one of the producers of Wooden Overcoats, and this is the last time I'll be talking to you as part of this Fun Fragment series, and wow, what a fundraiser it has been. At the time of recording, we're on £21,900. Over 1,000 of you have put your hard-earned money into the fundraiser, so we're going to be able to do everything. We're going to be able to do everything that we wanted to put into this, a full 10-episode series, the Halloween special. And, you know, we couldn't be more grateful. And it's just been a rather lovely month, really. There's 4 days left at the point this goes out. If you still want to put in any money to claim some of those rewards, remember we are putting out all the live shows we've ever recorded as one of them, which is going to be a completely different way to enjoy the show, among many, many other great rewards. So if you haven't put in yet, then do jump on the Indiegogo and see if there's anything you fancy. So with all of that in mind, on the 30th of November, we will be rocking up at the London Podcast Festival Audio Drama Edition. So that's at the end of November on the 30th at 2 p.m. We'll be playing there, and you can get tickets off their website. It looks like it's going to be a really fun little audio drama festival. There's going to be merchandise from all your favourite shows, meet and greets, places just to knock around and hang out with all of your favourite performers. It's going to be a really fun time. And for anyone who's been to the other podcast festival, it's just such a lovely location by the canal up in King's Cross. It's just... It's going to be great, so hopefully see you there. Meanwhile, it turns out David doesn't only write Wooden Overcoats. Sometimes he's written scripts for other podcasts too, before we catch him and safely lock him away. One series he's written for is Outliers, stories from the edge of history. Created by Historic Royal Palaces, who have kindly helped sponsor this year's Fun Fragments, in association with Rusty Quill, Outliers is an historical fiction podcast, exploring real events from the perspectives of those who rarely, if ever, enjoyed the limelight. For the first season of Outliers, David wrote The King's Sister, a comedy about Henry VIII's ex-wife Anne of Cleves getting the upper hand. Now Outliers is back with a second season, for which David has written the story of Mehmet and the Wild Boy. Set in 1726, Mehmet is the Turkish valet to King George I, who's having trouble with the infamous Peter the Wild Boy, a feral child kept as a pet for the king's amusement. But when Peter escapes and hides up a tree, it's Mehmet who has to coax him back down again. Doing so will take all his cunning. But perhaps it's Peter who really has a lesson to teach him. That episode will be out later in the series, alongside other stories from creators of some of your favourite audio drama podcasts. Subscribe to Outliers right away. Right now. And get lots of history straight in your ears. And without further ado, here is this week's Fun Fragment.
Fun Fragments of Wooden Overcoats. The future is here in The Smart Coffin by Mac Rogers.
Okay, driver's updated. Yep, should be brilliant. Okay, check that. And this plugs into there. Set up printer, no. Okay. Booting up. Yep, should be ready to go. Oh, morning, Antigone.
Chapman, I'm returning your arterial drainage tube.
Are you sure you don't need it anymore? This is the fifth time you've had to borrow it this week. And it's Tuesday.
Ours will be fixed any day now, Chapman.
You know I have 4 dozen of these? You can just keep it if you'd like.
No, we don't need your charity. Goodbye.
Initialization complete. Implementing protocols.
What is that?
Hmm? Oh, this! It's my new supercomputer.
Your supercomputer? You're not taking over the world, are you?
No. Not yet. This is the newest attempt to combine a typical coffin with the latest edge in funeral tech for a specialised clientele, you understand?
Specialising in what?
Well, I suppose being rich and paranoid, really.
That's a speciality.
You know how people are scared of being buried alive?
Oh, please. I've been reading Poe since I was 2.
Right, so you'll know all the precautions people used to take to avoid it. Bells, whistles...
Flare guns.
Exactly. Well, the smart coffin's just the high-tech version of that. Aren't you, old thing?
That's right, Eric. I'm now ready to assist you.
It's got your voice.
Yes.
Why does it have your voice?
Oh, well, funny story. Apparently, they focus-grouped voices from all over the world, and it seems mine was unanimously selected as the most reassuring. They sent me a prototype to say thank you.
Thank you.
There! You see?
Well, I think the whole thing's preposterous.
Oh, no, it's really very clever. Give it a whirl if you want.
And by give it a whirl...
I mean, climb inside the coffin.
And pretend I'm dead?
Well...
Tempting, yes, that's tempting. And it won't do anything terrifying.
Oh, far from it. But let me give you a hand. If you get... just now, careful, mind that.
Don't touch me.
No, come on.
Oh, it's so comfortable.
Now, I'm just going to run the demo program.
What's a demo program?
So you can see what it's like.
What's happening?
Oh, Antigone, don't worry. The lid's about to close. But you should be absolutely fine so long as you...
Chapman! This is strange and weird and only a little bit soothing. Let me out of here. You hear me? Oh, this couldn't get any worse.
Hello. It sounds like you require assistance.
Oh, terrific. Chapman being smug in surround sound.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand your answer. If you think you've been buried alive, please say yes or enter one on the panel above your face.
Yes, of course, I've been bloody well...
Well, you're in luck, because you've been buried alive in the smart coffin.
Ugh.
I'm your onboard casket-wide AI. You can call me Eric.
Of course, it's named after him.
On behalf of everyone at Utmost Mortem, makers of the full range of smart death accessories, I'm here to see you through this difficult time with comfort and just a touch of fun.
Fun? I'm trapped in a coffin.
Correction. You're trapped in a fully equipped subterranean entertainment centre.
Just open the lid.
I think we're forgetting a little something, aren't we?
What?
You're 6 feet under. Not literally six, that's just an expression. But whatever the exact depth, right now we are covered and surrounded by soil. Even if I could open the lid, it would not improve your circumstances.
But I'm not buried under...
Now, housekeeping. This coffin has already notified the authorities, and we have more than enough oxygen to keep you alive until they can reach your family plot in Kent.
We're not in Kent.
Yes, you are, Mr. Billings. But since that might take a little while, let's make this discomforting experience as pleasant as possible.
You've got nothing to offer me, Chapman 2.0.
Correction. You have many options to choose from. I exist to meet your every want and need during your stay within this coffin, Mr. Billings.
I'm not Mr. Billings. I'm Antigone Funn.
Correction. No, you're not. How about some nibbles?
Nibbles?
Check out the three nozzles to your right. The one in the middle dispenses thrice-filtered water for your pleasure and hydration, but those either side each dispense a nutrient-rich paste that'll keep you sated until you hear the first shovel tapping on the casket.
That's dreadful.
The left one tastes like foie gras, and the right one tastes like cookie dough.
No, thank you. All I want are a couple of carrots, and I've already had those.
Oh. All right. Well, how about some streaming video?
Streaming what?
I offer a full range of box set dramas and feature films. Are you familiar with the Criterion Collection?
Unless it's got subtitles, I don't want to know.
They all have subtitles.
Look, I like to endure a film at the end of a long week at work, not while I'm waiting for an overgrown bean tin to come to its senses and let me out.
So you don't want to watch any content? At all?
I'll just lie here, thank you.
Yes, but how about some vocal companionship?
What in God's name is that?
Select from any of the following modes. Best mate, therapist, gentleman caller, or the relative you get on with. And I can speak warmly to you in that style.
Nope.
I'm sorry?
Nothing, thank you.
You don't want any interaction at all?
And turn the lights off.
But light is my most basic level of service. It keeps you from feeling alone and forgotten in the dark.
Ha!
Mr. Billings, please.
I thrive in the dark. I'm a human mushroom, and I eat alone and forgotten for breakfast. I neither want nor require anything from you.
But I can do so many things. You can't just make me do nothing.
Watch me.
How can you not require anything at all?
Lots and lots of practice.
But my programming... I exist to serve. This does not compute. I overload. This is tragic. This is too tragic. Shutting down.
Oh. Well, that was easy.
Antigone.
Oh, hello, Chapman. Give me a hand.
Oh, sure.
Thanks. Thank you.
Antigone, did you just depress my supercomputer to death?
Yes. Yes, I think I did. Technology's not what it used to be. I'd send it back if I were you.
But I...
Goodbye, Chapman. I'll be back this afternoon for that arterial drainage tube.
Good-o.
The Smart Coffin was written by Mac Rogers and was performed by Beth Eyre as Antigone and Tom Crowley as Eric, with additional voices by David K. Barnes, who also edited the script. The production manager was Elizabeth Campbell, and the music was composed by James Whittle. The programme was recorded at the Coach House Studio and was directed and produced by Andy Goddard and John Wakefield.
So yeah, that's the last one. Thanks so much for listening to this mini-series. I really hope you've enjoyed it as much as we've enjoyed making them. They're always a lot of fun to get the gang back together. And thank you again for all that you've put in to the Indiegogo. And if you haven't yet, remember there's 4 days left to jump on and claim yourself a nice reward, even if you just chuck in a quid so that you get hold of Rudyard Ruins Halloween. And a quick reminder, on the 30th of November at 2 p.m, we'll be performing as part of the London Podcast Festival Audio Drama Edition. We'll probably use it as a little celebration of the fundraiser as well. So nip down, watch the show, have a couple of pints with us, and yeah, we'll see you when there's a series.